what kind of funding does the park receive right now? Is most of the funding coming from park fees, or is most of it coming from federal monies?
About two-thirds of the dollars that we spend at LBL each year are from appropriations, federal appropriations that Congress gives to the agency. About a third are the revenues from our fees.
And do you have a hard number for approximately how much you're losing with this 50% cut in maintenance?
The best way to answer that question is probably to say that the total for Land Between the Lakes last year in that account was about $1.7 million. So our challenge is to try to identify ways of being able to balance about a $750,000 to $850,000 reduction. On the other hand, the road maintenance is down about 12%. And so we've got a smaller budget to work with, but we still have a significant number of things that we need to do that we've got to identify for being able to balance that account.
As far as finding new sources of revenue, I understand that a lot of these places use fees. Would there be fee increases to kind of balance that out?
Well, the key part of our public meeting and our public process is to really let the public think about the challenge. And we're confident that as they look at ways that we can be more efficient and thus cut our costs, and then look at the potential for some of the fees perhaps to be increased as a way of maintaining some of the services, that we'll come up with those best ideas that make sense. The Forest Service really doesn't have any predetermined ideas on exactly what we need to do. So I really can't answer your question in a more complete way until after we've had the public process.
Would there be any chance of layoffs to make up the difference in the $750,000?
Well, our hope is that we can find solutions that won't require that. But when we outline a budget reduction like I have to admit that there are some potential services that we may have to discontinue. We look hard at every position that we fill, the Forest Service. In fact, we've left three positions vacant in the last 18 months as a way of trying to anticipate and mitigate some of the budget reductions. But we work quite a bit with partner organizations, with volunteers, with other contractors. And certainly as we adjust services, they could potentially be affected. But our goal right now as we go into this process is to try to find solutions that mitigate that the best way we can and hopefully still maintain quality and safe recreation and environmental education at Land Between the Lakes.
With these public meetings, what do you hope that you're able to take away from them other than just more ideas? Is there specific things that you would like to see people bring to the table at these meetings?
Well, I certainly want there to be a creative spirit about their public lands. Some folks take for granted that Land Between the Lakes is 170,000 acres managed by the Forest Service, but they actually own the land. We just manage it for them. And so what I'm counting on is that they'll articulate to us what their values of the public lands are at Land Between the Lakes. What are the things that we do that they think are the most important? If I can take away a sense of that priority, of the most important, and maybe some of the things that are a little less important, or maybe even some things that we continue to do, perhaps that the public has decided aren't important anymore, then I have the best chance of being able to make a good decision as we go forward.
You mentioned coming to the end of this and having projections for a high, medium, or low budget. How will the decision on how to implement these ideas ultimately be made?
It'll be a Forest Service decision. We will go through an extensive public involvement process to really ferret out all the information that we can from the community, from our visitors, from our partners, from the folks that use LBL. And then we'll end that process, and then the Forest Service will actually work internally to try to identify the best decisions to move forward.
Once you've solicited these ideas, how long do you think it'll take before people start to see the implementation of the ideas?
I think that's a really difficult question for me to even try to answer, not knowing what the ideas are. I would characterize them as if they are logical no-brainers. They may be very easy to implement. If they're ones that are much more far-reaching, and perhaps there are some services that might impact some of the traditional users or some folks that may have reservations already in place, those kinds of changes might take a little while to implement. And certainly, we may decide to do something short-term and set our sights on some longer-term things that may take a while to implement, plan out, and then actually do the work to have that come online. So it's really going to probably depend on which ideas make the most sense and which decisions we can move ahead on in the short term versus the long term.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.